Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, distinguished colleagues, and also thanks to distinguished panelists for very insightful contribution to these very important issues. When I started my work on disarmament, I went to the first resolution of General Assembly that on January 24, 1946, the United Nations General Assembly adopted by consensus its very first resolution, resolution number one, which established a commission of the UN Security Council to ensure the elimination from national armaments of atomic weapons and all other major weapons adaptable to mass destructions. This is the resolution that has been actually adopted by consensus by all states that time. And the main reasons that it wasn't implemented yet after 78 years was the issue of the verification, because both sides, that time it was the US and Soviet Unions, they couldn't trust each other that they could verify that the other side are not cheating. So the issue of the verifications from the beginning of the process of actually nuclear disarmaments after that horrific nuclear test that has happened and created a lot of tensions in the world, how they are going to deal with these weapons of mass destructions. Until today, that technology has actually advanced too much was a serious question. The verifications is not an aim by itself. So we are not going to just make a verification mechanism to have a verification mechanism. We are going to have established a verification mechanism to verify the compliance of nuclear weapon states to their commitments under the existing legal instruments. Under the NPT, the member states actually have agreed to that non-nuclear weapon states to be members and also to ratify and agree and conclude the safeguard agreements, the comprehensive safeguard agreements, and also the subsequently the additional protocols and other verification mechanisms in order to verify their obligation for the non-proliferation. But for the nuclear weapon state, there is no credible verification mechanisms until now. My question is direct with respect to how we could find a technical solution for the political problems, because the political problems is lack of trust. We need legal instruments in order to regulate that political problem, and a technology in order to give confidence to each and every members of that legal instruments that could credibly verify that others are not cheating. So in this is very important issues, because we last year also under the presidency of the distinguished ambassador of Germany, we have such a discussion with respect to verifications. And also I think the Hamburg University contributes somehow on the technicality of the verifying the compliance of nuclear weapon states to their to commitments. So the question is, how we are, because already we have many commitments. We have the NPT, we have the also NPT review conference at 2010 that ask all of us in order to, it has been also by consensus adopted just to follow the issue of the verifications. But still the question is how we are going to technically verify the commitments and give trust to all. Thank you.